Welcome to the Lipto Podcast, where to entertain form a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run with Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and Katsucon, please give me a panel for 2025.
Do you know when you hear? Do you know when you hear about that?
Sometime middle or end of December.
Ah. Oh man, last month of the year, it's time to either relax or be stressed or both.
For me, it's just be stressed.
For now, maybe you'll get to relax later. Okay, first, let's go ahead and jump into Liberator. Episode 8, Part 2 of Chain of Liberation. So, the ones with lots of play the card game are never, like, my big ones. And this one also had less character stuff. Close was entertaining in that they do a very... She's excited to explain, but also detached slash bored.
Surprisingly enjoyable.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Especially with Shoto's expressions in the background and occasionally getting slapped.
The expression is always the high point to me. And Pyramidimon, starting off with him feels like what people wanted to see, I think.
Like, there's no kill like overkill.
Yeah, and then at the end we get, like, the menacing tease, which we'll see where that goes. And, hey, look, it's Wormmon. I just don't have much to say about this one because it's just not my thing.
The attacks looked cool, and it was utterly ridiculous, the strategy, but it was funny.
Then we have another Liberator column. This one's a debugger's manual from the debugging team. The funny thing is zooming in on the D storage, making it look more like a traditional Digivice in that zoom-in shot. And then they also did a 1 through 8 digest. I did not read it because I didn't feel like I needed a digest right now. From a quick skim, it didn't look like there was really anything new, but if anyone noticed anything,
me
feel free
either,
to let us know.
It was just like, I already read this.
I appreciate that they did a digest, though, because some of those chapters skew pretty long. Like, 8-2 actually felt really long to me for some reason. Not bad, just, like, long.
Shame, like, it's hard to get, like, an exact page count because of the format, so I wonder, like, how it would stack up.
I think it was Global Comics. They list like a virtual page count. Yeah, I'll check that later, I think. And then two anniversaries on November 21st, the 9th anniversary of the beginning of Digimon Adventure Tri. So let's start there. It does 9 years feels like so fucking long.
Fuck, we're so old.
In fact,
Tri is older than my tiniest relatives.
In fact, I just moved here, and I believe I just moved into my prior place weeks before Tri started.
Damn.
So that's weird. And then, 26th anniversary of V-Tamer.
Damn.
That's the one where you just kind of go, yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
I've been going back through and rereading it, and... it holds up really well, except some things.
It does. I will say, anytime I look at it again, it really does fit the thing we've said before, where if you're going to animate it, it would have to be like an OVA or a short movie per volume, because you really would not get like a show out of this.
Yeah, it's just too long.
No, it's not too long. There's no structure to do an episode-by-episode thing.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, you could do like a volume in a 60 to 90 minute movie and then move on. The people want like the full TV show adaptation. And don't get me wrong, I wouldn't mind them changing it to make it, but then that wouldn't necessarily be the same thing anymore. It just does not have that structure.
As a particular format, it's like, okay, here's like 21 pages, wait until next month.
And often the next 21 pages are just continuing right where it was. In a way that does not necessarily bode well for adapting. Moving on from that, Terrymon time. So first up, we got the one that was not subbed within the first week, which was Terasuke gets fired. He has a meeting to discuss if they're going to renew his title as Digimon Ambassador. Interviewing his passion, his main pitch was he's cute.
I mean, accurate.
Yeah. At one point, they're like, well, how does having you help get fans around the world more interested in Digimon? He's like, well, we did the language introduction thing, but that wasn't great, and we can't do more of that. How about we just make clip video clips of me dancing? Then the episode about 2 weeks ago at this point, card game introduction, which they decided to do another quiz because he does so bad at them, and he did decent on that one. And then the one last week was watching along the first episode of Digimon Adventure 02. Now, I wondered how they were going to format this. And when I went to check, I'm like, oh, that's the worst way possible. But also the only way to do it that legal would approve it, I imagine.
Screenshots?
No. It's him doing his commentary along with the occasional, you know, screenshot or pop-up thing, and with notices of where to sync however you're watching the episode yourself.
That seems kind of awkward.
Yeah. And the reason they do that is because then they don't need to worry about having long-term approval to keep an episode up. But yeah. And then, moving on to New Century, we got the name for Henge Beast. It's Jokamon, which is how Chang'e is read in Japanese. And we got the... I do love, like, the hero vibe that it works well. And we already have a teaser for another Digimon in the game from an ad running on Chinese social media. It looks like at the moment a lot of people are wondering if this is real or not. I guess we will find out. It appears that number of people who play the game say it does match a description of a character who's been mentioned but not seen so far. So, Dev, what say
you? It doesn't really feel Digimon-ish to me.
To be fair, a lot of these... didn't in the initial profile, in the initial art we've got from Chinese promo images. Like, even Jokamon in the profile art does not look very Digimon-ish, and then once you see the reference book art, it's like, oh, okay, I get it now. But we'll see. And then, I don't know if this is still going on. Is this deal still going on? As I skip over to it. Doesn't appear to be able to mention it quickly. The Bandai Shop UK Black Friday sale had a lot of stuff on discount. I saw people skimming, like, what do I need?
You don't need any of it, but just buy everything anyway.
Hey, I still think some of the deals were good for people who, like, skipped stuff before. Like, the 25th anniversary Vital Bracelet BE set was £30. Or the Shoto Imperial German was £10. So that's not bad. Deals appear to be over.
If it was here, I would have grabbed it.
Which one?
All of them.
It is crazy how some of these deals are, though. Like the, I just looked at some of these. Actually, were good. Like the 2-DIM pack of Angoramon and Jellymon for £5.
Yeah, it's just like a candy bar each.
And then they announced details of the Odaiba Rainbow Fireworks with the Digimon collaboration thing. We knew December 21st. It'll be at roughly 7 p.m. It'll last for 5 minutes. It'll be fireworks, will be in mostly in the colors of the crests. They'll be synced to playing Butterfly. Okay. And there'll be new opening and closing narration from Chika Sakamoto's Agumon.
And I hope they actually have a recording of it that, you know, can be watched elsewhere.
Generally, they don't. It's purely better if someone is there and records it. And they put up a map of where speakers will be, which I don't know why I'm amused they would do that, but I am for some reason. So we'll see what then. The Symphony, Digimon Symphony Chosen Children, an orchestral concert in Korea on December 21st. I love that new art.
Awesome, and I wish that were here because I fucking love orchestral concerts.
Yeah. It's a company that does a lot of concerts for anime and games and that sort of thing. It'll be KBS Hall in Yeouido, Seoul. 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. performances, 130 minutes long with a 15-minute intermission.
Nice.
Ticket prices actually aren't bad. The lowest price tickets are $41, the highest are $92. And then
sounds about right.
And then this seemed to confuse and slightly annoy some Korean fans. Their promo images to show like which shows would be there. So it's Adventure Through Frontier, as you'd expect. All the logos are new. So you had Korean fans pointing out like, a show like Tamers has had like 7 different Korean logos, some of which only started showing up 2 or 3 years ago, and now they're changing them again.
Oh, that's funny.
And they still go with the original Korean. They like change the logos, make them more themed after like the Japanese logos as time goes on. O2 actually aired with a different title there, and that's still using that title, which is Power Digimon.
Huh. odd, but okay.
Yeah, so they also mentioned there'll be content from the films, so a two-hour-long concert isn't bad, but the intermission is necessary when it's that long, I think.
I've been to a lot of symphony concerts, and that actually is about the runtime.
Yeah.
And no, that's where you have an intermission.
Yeah, so hopefully that's good. I this is the type of one where I'd be like, man, it'd be nice if they did a digital release of it after the fact. I don't expect it, but it'd be nice.
It would.
Then for the Wada Koji tribute concert, the album versions, they put up previews of the songs. I only listened to a few because I kind of just want to wait for them. And they also put up the first preview of a print preview of the booklet.
Looks and, really nice.
And that'll be out in just a couple days. So I'm definitely buying that.
Same, same.
And then card previews for EX-8. So first, a parallel card for Close. I like all the Liberator characters are getting this where it's like the character with the Digimon in like an anime-ish style art. So Close.
It's really cool.
Close looks good.
It looks really fucking cool.
So Scottymon, I like the parallel art where it's cartoony, it's fun. If without like being told it was parallel, I wouldn't notice though. Because it's just like, oh, it's another image of Scottymon, who we just was introduced to. Yep, that's a parallel card.
Being cute.
Suzune gets the same type of card as Close does with the Tamer and the Digimon.
I already forgot she had existed.
Can we just point out, like, the desperate attempt to get Yuki Daruman on the card at scale?
It's not going to happen.
Where it's clearly, like, the camera's meant to be below her, and it's going past her to Yuki Daruman, who, like, looks fucking massive. Medieval Dukemon parallel. That's just a cool piece of art. I have no comment. It's just really good.
I like the lighting on it.
Dukemon X is interesting in that it's, like, it's supposed to be from Chronicle X. It's a good focus. It feels weirdly like the Ultraman transformation pose, or like in any number of anime openings where someone's running to the screen to grab something.
Yes, like leaping and grabbing something in the air.
Yes.
I also like the underside view of the shield. We don't often get that.
Oh, you know, I don't even think I noticed that. There's some nice detailing there, actually. Renamon X, parallel card.
Oh my god, it's so fucking fluffy.
How happy does Terriermon look to be included?
Looks absolutely fucking thrilled.
I think this is the best art we have of Renamon X so far, though. I think.
I would agree. I love, like, the little rainbow wisps everywhere.
Yeah. Then Tsukuyomon X gets one of her doing Diamond Realm Mandala, I think. I also think it's meant to be like a weird inversion of the profile picture art.
So kind of comes across as like the same kind of vibes as the Medieval Dukemon card. What is the same artist?
I think it is. I think that was Tonoma Kyanji. One second. It's
Yep. Yep. It yeah. is.
Okay. Then Paimon Ace. This is just like a good painted. It's just weird.
This is absolutely fucking badass, and I want this card so badly. I am down with the clown.
Well, that's one that's going to be... I need to check to see if we found out if that's going to be in 2.0 or 2.5, because that may end up making it easier to get. Then Volta Baltimon. So this one, really nice, solid art, high level detail. It shows off nicely. But also, I don't have much exciting to say about it, because it's kind of just like, he's there.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it, it's just not exciting. Paramatimon, this one's meant to show off scale.
The perspective on it's really cool.
It also, I can't 100% place it. I swear it brings to mind, like, multiple pop culture things.
But also, like, you're going to get smashed.
Yes. Hercules, Kabuterimon Ace. It just looks dynamic, and I just like it.
Like I also this, like how the cliff in the back looks like it's just been, like, split through.
I didn't notice that before. But actually, you're right. You can see it, like, burning, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I missed that entirely. Then Kalismon gets parallel art. That is an interesting head he has.
Yeah.
Some really interesting... I like the perspective with his fist.
God, his head's always so fucked up looking.
Then we get the special parallel cards. So we get Hercules Kabuterimon Ace, Metal Seedramon Ace, Paimon Ace, Medieval Dukemon. Those are all by Sasaki.
They're all so fucking cool.
And they all have, like, interesting comics on them, although I feel like the best one here is Medieval Dukemon. And then from Asmario, we get a profile shot of Dukemon X, which... So this one's interesting. Everyone who only sees the first preview goes, the art's nice, but it looks plain. And then when they see it with the physical picture, they're like, God, Asmario is so good at knowing, like, how the texture is going to play with those materials. Like, when you see it, actually, the actual photo of the card at an angle with light coming off it, it's just like, that is the craziest looking card on the planet.
Absolutely. I just scrolled over to it, and it's just like, ooh.
No, yeah.
It's really good piece of the holographic.
Everyone who's only looking at the art's like, it looks nice, but there's nothing special about it. And then you look at the actual card, it's like, holy shit.
God, that rainbow foil on the back.
I know, it's really like, that is, I saw someone mention that a store going through cards of split to singles, the distribution numbers on it was insane. Like, very low.
Damn.
Yeah, a shame, because that's going to be an expensive one. Then we have clean images of EX-08, the 25th Tamer Battle Pack. Let's see. Evolution Cup Season 3, plus the launch tournament Mugen Dramon cards, which looks good. Clean images of all the parallel cards. There's a printable token of Sukuyamon X.
Neat.
And unlike last time, the quality isn't ass. I mean, remember with BT19, I said I didn't even try to denoise it because it just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I remember.
This one actually looks pretty nice. And then let's see what else. Ah, there's three pages of card stuff in V-Jump. Nothing super exciting after everything else. It's mostly, you know, here's what you can do with the deck. Here's some events. Then, let's see here. December 6th, they will announce plans as we get near the unification date for the worldwide scheduling. So that will be December 5th for us. And I like when they schedule stuff, so... it's not at a crazy ass time. Are you ready for time it's going to be, Dev?
Not at like
okay,
four in the goddamn morning.
For me, it will be this Thursday, December 5th at 7 p.m.
Wow.
I know, it's a real time. Card battle went over a couple matches with EX-08. We also got to see the first prize cards from the 2025 Evolution Cup Season 1. And it's Hell Lugermon, Soul Lugermon, and Fenrir Lugermon. So I like these except the Fenrir Lugermon. Am I wrong? Or does it look like a big knight guy like rushing forward rather than like a wolf dog thing?
I think the problem with Fenrir Lugermon in general is that a lot of art, it's hard to tell, like, okay, is it on all fours or is it bipedal? What are we looking at? What's going on?
This looks like Wolf Hulk Smash.
Yeah.
And then a couple V-Jump pages that didn't fit anywhere else. They showed off the Manchichi crossover plushes along with the pouch on the wall scrolls. They have the little tag being like, Digimon Con 2025 is a few months away. And also teasing that Godzilla V-Pet with the art of
Give
the Godzilla
Give me more details
working
on the V-Pet, you assholes.
They also did a preview of Digimon Knuckles.
I love the color art for that.
It has a nice... It's not pastel, it's not flat. It's just like...
It's soft and warm and cozy.
Yes, with a bit of extra texture, I'd say, which looks nice. And then...
Very slice of life.
Okay, so sometimes they do... So this is where we have products that both surprise me and don't surprise me. So first off, the Kenji Watanabe Adventure 25th Anniversary art. We've seen on a number of products, and now they're doing hoodies with them, which makes sense.
Well.
But then the surprise. The memorial necklaces are back after 6 years.
You know what? I'm not too surprised, because didn't they do, like, ridiculously well the last time they were around?
They did. But that's the other thing is they didn't just do necklaces last time. They also did chokers. Those aren't here yet. It feels like a threat that they're not. But here's the thing. They're reprinting both versions of all nine. The standard one, which is, you know, just standard metal alloy, and then the one that's silver coated is here also for all nine. These appear to be identical to the last one, except inflation has hit, so we can actually see the price difference in something that, like, when they update the VPETs, it's not the same product as it was 20 years ago. So they're being a different price, whatever. This is actually the same product. It's up to like a 25% markup. Now, do you think they also do the chokers again?
Don't know if they sold really well as chokers as well as the necklaces.
See, I don't remember because here's the thing. I don't know if they sold well or not. I just remember people were desperate to get all 9 of these necklaces. So I don't remember if it was like chokers and the necklaces or if, because they were kind of like the same product to some degree.
Yeah, just hung on something different.
Yeah, so we'll see. But yeah, even the promo images are all actually the same. Like, I don't even think they swapped out the model images or anything. So those ship in March, so nab them if you want, because that's the type of thing where I would like to see it be a premium Bandai USA so people can order. And then, so Dev, let me tell you a story. As you know, I've been very busy trying to get November stuff done through the last few weeks. So I'm like, it's 12:30, and I'm like, okay, I'm about done for the day with nothing else I can get done. Look at Twitter, it's like, oh, a new pop-up shop. It's like, oh no, it's one of the ones where they have the nice high-resolution images, so I save all the images and put them up so that people have access to them. Because, you know,
amazingly time-consuming.
Yes, to grab them all, put them in order, and then I grab the names if possible so people can buy the stuff. And, like, all the images are there. So I started doing this at, like, 12:40 maybe. And if you look at the posting time, it's 1:49 a.m.
Your suffering is appreciated.
Now, so so this is another EEO pop-up shop. This is going to be at their Ikebukuro Paparko, December 20th through January 8th. And also sold at their online store. Now, they've done a lot of the pop-up shops lately. I want to say this year, so there's been somewhere between 2 and 3 adventure ones this calendar year. There was the beginning one around June. And they also did that Frontier Navy one, right?
Yeah.
And I think they also did
Which was kind of like out of nowhere.
I want to say they also did a ghost game one this year, didn't they? Or maybe it was last year. I don't know. But they've done.
I feel like it's probably last year.
But they've done plenty this year, and this one's multi-themed. So first up, we get anime art, which is New Year's themed art of the kids in Digimon. Which
I love all these outfits. They're so good.
Yeah. So can badges, acrylic keychains shaped after fans. I like the fan design actually works well. The acrylic stands. And I don't know why I went, oh, they put up a water bottle for scale. I will go ahead and put that up. Sticker sheets. Those are the ones that let you peel them on off. Canvas art board. Clear follow. Then the second art is graph art themed of the kids playing, the kids in Digimon playing in the snow.
I love it anytime there's graph art.
I like that as they got past the initial ones, the themes have gotten wilder for graph arts. Because, like, remember, the original one was like, here's Digimon Adventure, here's Digimon 02, here's Digimon Tamers, here's Digimon Frontier. Then it's like, okay, we have to do Adventure again, so it has to be a different theme. So, snow, party, blah, blah. Acrylic stands, clear cases, character mirrors. The collection bottles, which these are just, like, bigger acrylic stands showing a little scene. Okay, which graph art characters have the best art this time, do you think?
Okay, I want to say probably Koshiro and Hikari.
I think it's Sora on the sled. Although Hikari is with the little Yukimi Budomon snowman. Snowman is good.
It's fucking adorable.
I will say, Palmon seems very amused to this art.
Even though she's a plant and probably would not appreciate being frozen.
Probably not. They're doing their, you know, spend X, get postcards. And the one thing I like about EEO when they do the online orders, if you order blind box stuff, there's a virtual unboxing feature so you know what you're going to get without waiting until they ship. I don't know
why.
Very
helpful. So that way you can just keep going at it until your addiction is satisfied.
Now, are you ready for part 2 of the story? So it's 1:49 that night. I lay down to go to bed, and I pull up Twitter just to, you know, scroll to the top so it's there in the morning in case I need to check for news. And I'm like, scroll up. Oh, wait, I didn't see this. What's this? Another pop-up shop. At the same time, I was like, fuck, I'm doing this in the morning. I'm going to sleep. I'm not staying up.
Did you actually go to sleep?
Yes, I actually did. But you also notice that the time the one was posted was 1:49, and the time the other one was posted was 10 a.m. So while I definitely did sleep, you have to consider that that means at some point I was up and able to put together an article quickly enough and grab all the images and everything and write it all up.
That it so was, you didn't actually sleep?
No, I like slept for like 6.5 hours or so. I slept. So Village Vanguard has announced Digimon Adventure merchandise. The theme is the chosen children with puppets of their Digimon.
It looks so weird.
It's weird because the kids are just the kids, but the Digimon, if you don't look close, it might just be like the Digimon seem a bit small. And then you realize, oh, they're puppets.
But also it just looks like they don't necessarily look like
you want puppets. You want
it looks like you just cut the bottom off.
Yeah, you want them to look like Muppets.
Exactly. And the problem or on, like a plushie.
And the problem on some of them is like you can definitely tell it's a puppet for say Gomamon. But if you look at Tailmon, that might just be Tailmon clinging to Kari and her feet are in a weird position.
Yeah, and the Gabumon is like the worst one.
To be fair, I like the art. I just wish it was more obvious it was puppets.
Yeah, same.
So that will be... So they also announced their in-store magazine will have Digimon on the cover. And online orders are at their store for a month starting December 6th. So they're going to do 2 shirts based on the art. Acrylic stands, a diorama stand, which can be, those two can be combined together, can badges. The can badges are trippy because you get like full body and zoom ins with completely different background themes. It's weird. Acrylic keychains, clear cards, and a die cut cushion. I have to be honest, I always love seeing the die cut cushions. I don't know why though, because it's not like something I would buy. But I'm always amused to see it.
It just looks awkward. It's like, glad it exists, but also awkward looking.
That's the funny part is, sometimes it's awkward, sometimes it's not. Like, the die-cut cushions for whenever they do a Digi-Egg, it always looks fine. When you get the big character scenes like this, I think what would help is if the image was actually the cushion, and not like, here's the front image, here's the back image. You figure out why the cushion looks like a partially melted marshmallow.
Yeah. It's like, also, like, show us how thick it is.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing about the, say, the Agumon one, or the Frontier Patamon one, was we've seen the cushion. We know what it, like, how it looks. Here, it's like...
It could be a cardboard cutout for all we care.
No, here's what I need someone to do. Take the image of the cushion and show us how... This is not really a Digimon cushion, but if you tear away the cover, it's actually Slimer from the real Ghostbusters in disguise.
That's terrible.
Like, look at that shape and tell me in your head you can't kind of imagine Slimer being there.
I can. That, and I can also kind of imagine a turd in general.
That fits the Digimon theme also. And then, so here's an interesting one. SH Figuarts Omegamon Best Selection. So this will be... It appears will be exclusive to Tamashii physical stores, and there is one in the U.S. in New York, so if you know someone in New York, that's how you have to get this. But here's what's interesting. Best Selection is a like a re-release line. Like, this was a popular figure arts, we're redoing it, and technically speaking, this figure arts has never come out before. Do you know why?
Is it a mishmash of recolors?
Sort of. So, the original Megamon released as D-Arts first, then Fig-Arts, or no?
I
don't remember. I think it was. It was released as
Omegamon. I could go in and check, but my Wi-Fi might cut out going that far away.
I'll check really quickly. Okay, D-Arts was an Omegamon. I'm just trying to see, did that one ever get a Fig-Arts release? The answer is... No. By the time they did the second one, it was just Fig-Arts.
Had a plastic cape and...
Yeah. So they did D-Arts Omegamon, and by the time that... It was like Garurumon that got one under both branding or something. So then when they did DArts moved everything to FigArts, they did a new Omegamon, which was like they call it the R Wargreymon version. It did the coloring from the movie, and that was a new mold. It had Tai Chi Yamato on the shoulder.
I was about to ask, didn't you have like the kids on the shoulders for that one?
That was a little add-on piece with like a someone who had it said like it was a custom shoulder piece you had to remove and like, you know, hidden snap-on type thing. Then a few years ago they started doing the premium color versions, which they took that mold, they didn't do the kid figures, and did like high-end coloring on it. But it's the same basic mold. This is that using the original anime colors. But also the original one had a horrible cape that everyone hated who got it, and they fixed that with the premium color version. This comes with the upgraded cape, but in the anime colors.
Fancy.
So basically, this is the re-release, but with the original colors.
So many fucking Omegamon figures and versions of Omegamon figures. My God.
Hey, I just want to point out, I think it's somewhere in my garage since I moved and it hasn't been locked. Remember I got the fucking giant version where they like kept showing like the fig art standing in front of it? And it being like one fifth the size.
Oh my god, that one. Is that the one where he's like raising his sword into the air or something?
No. I have that, but no, not the I can't remember the name anymore.
Gem?
Yeah, not the gem. I have the gem. I'm talking about. Remember, they did like it was like a like they remolded the fig arts, but like 6-7 times as large.
I do not remember that one.
One sec. Let me see if I can find a picture to share with you in chat. It was Dynaction? Okay, here it is. One second. I'm gonna find the picture, show it to you in chat, because here we go. I gotta find the right picture though. One second. I want to find the one with the fig arts standing in. Okay, here. Okay, ready, Dev and chat. I'm sending this yes. to chat first, and then we'll send to you, Dev.
Damn.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yeah, where like they did like a brand new fig arts. But it's, like, fucking huge. Okay, are you ready for how big
like
it is?
Never speak to me or my son again.
They also did new shoulder figures of Tai Chi Yamato, but, like, detailed ones because of how big it is.
Let me guess, this has never left its box.
I didn't have the room to display it, so I just put it aside until I had more room, and now that I have more room, I need to find it and then put it somewhere.
Put all the Omegamons, like, Also,
Chad is upset with you, Dev, because you said the don't talk to me or my child before they were able to. But yeah, so this is just like a big-ass fig arts, but like the mold's been redone from scratch and everything. And the reason I like that one photo is nothing shows the scale better than everyone like having it a general awareness how big fig arts are and seeing it be like crushed to death.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't even come up to... It barely comes up to his knees.
And then moving on from the fancy figures to something that I actually might like even more, to be honest. The Plabako model kits.
These are cute as shit, and I hope we actually get, like, a localized release of them somehow.
So these are SD model kits. They're basic. They're easy to put together. The price converts to a bit under $10 per kit. But there's some interesting really stuff. So first up, they are actually packaged blind boxed. But when you remove the blind box, there's actually a plastic box. So when you finish the kit, you actually have a display case for it.
That is cute as shit.
And we have the lineup for Wave 1, which is going to be Wargreymon, Metal Gurumon, Omegamon, Holy Angelmon. And then we originally had photos of the display, but without some clarification on that there were clearly were like alternate designs. They're doing metallic color versions of Wargreymon and Metal Gurumon, and transparent plastic versions of Omegamon and Holy Angelmon. Plus, there's one type of hidden chase that they're not telling us what it is yet. I feel like the obvious guess everyone's going for is it feels like it would be Black Wargreymon out of these.
Yeah, ones. I like doing that.
Like, because if they're like, you don't think it's going to be a new mold. So if you look at these four, like, Zwart doesn't really mean anything in the sense of having an anime toy line. It might be Zwart, but the obvious one's Black Wargreymon.
Yeah, and second would be Black Metal Gurumon. But so, Black Wargreymon is more popular, and for almost all the chase figures for the Chinese figure sets, it's always been, like, the Agumon or Tai Chi related one.
Well, no. Remember the second wave of the kids in costumes? It was Yamato wearing like a Garurumon costume was the chase in a like it was black or silver or something, wasn't it?
I think it was probably black, but I think the set before that it had Taichi and the black Agumon.
Yes, then it was Yamato Garurumon, and I want to say the third one was it a black Agumon in a like a green Tai Chi outfit or something like that? Or I might be thinking of something entirely different. I don't remember. But yeah, if we got some version of this, I would be very curious to see what the prices are, even if imported, because even like if you mark these up 100% to $20, you could sell a ton of these. And they look nice is
they
the
could
other thing.
Drop the blind box part and then sell it for like 20 or 25. People would buy it.
Sell them for 15 and keep the blind box part. Is what I say.
That would work as well.
But yeah, that's actually just really solid looking, to be honest. I really hope it will be slightly easy for us to get a hold of those, because they just look good. Okay, then let's see. Poll results. Favorite Digimon Pendulum color lineup. Oh man, it's a shock here. The winner is Zero Virus Busters with more than one out of every three votes.
Basically,
it's exactly
almost
expect.
Yeah. Well, also, isn't like pretty close to like the last time they had.
So
this
they
poll?
They actually point out the only thing that really changed was 4.0 Wind Guardians moved from 6th to 4th, and their combination is maybe because Terramon's in it, which you know is a currently running thing from Liberator.
It would make sense.
Yeah. Although it's worth mentioning, moving from 6th to 4th there is only a difference of like 5%. That could just be variance. But yeah, so nothing really that shocking here, and it's pretty much the same as last time. The new poll I like. Favorite Digimon TV anime final boss, as long as they are in the reference book. So Mother D. Reaper and Leviathan don't get to play.
Aww.
So the choices are Apocalypse, Belial Vamdemon, Lucimon, Satan Mode, Yggdrasil 76, Darkness Bagramon, Quartzmon, Obatamon, Core, and Regulusmon.
Hard to say.
I know. This is one where, like, I'm looking, and almost any of these I could see in almost any order, just based on the smallest variant voting happening. Like I could see a Pokemon being in first. I could see Belial Vamdemon being first, but people also like Satan Mode. Plenty of people do like Yggdrasil. Darkness Bagramon was really memorable. Quartzmon has the big hero stuff. Abadomon, people act really like doing the evil Omegamon release. And Regulusmon was one of the few memorable things towards the end of Ghost Game.
And also just like, they're all really cool fucking designs, even just going from just purely aesthetic standpoint.
It's one of those where I could see almost any order for any of them, based on almost nothing. Like
they all have a pretty equal chance of running.
I'm trying to see, like, who do I think is the lowest? And I feel like Yggdrasil and Quartzmon, maybe?
Same.
But, like, I feel like they're all roughly even, but if I were to pick any that had less of a chance in my mind, it's those two. But, like, anytime I try to think, like, who really is pulling ahead? And in my brain, it's like, I don't know, I almost... It's just there's too many. This is going to be an interesting one to see, honestly.
Like story wise, they're all pretty good. Aesthetic wise, they're all pretty fucking bad.
Okay, and then weekend update stuff from the two weekend junk posts. The Annabirth put up some more nice previews of the Monchichi plushes. I have nothing to say about these. They just it's interesting to see them.
They exist.
Toei Museum putting up their Christmas tree. You can see some Digimon Adventure decorations.
Yay!
In fact, it's graph art from, I think, 6 months ago at one of the EEO stores.
It's really cute.
Ayumi Miyazaki showed off photos from one of his newest tour concerts. I like when they do like the actual music venues instead of the trying to like. You see a lot of anniversary concerts where they go to the arenas and they're like, and you can't buy tickets for 90% of the arena. I think doing them in the small venues makes more sense.
It's like a smaller, like more intimate experience.
Yes. Then Ayumi Minato noted that his manga debut was a year ago, which was in the Digimon contest. And he showed art from that, which was Greymon, and Metal Greymon from the new one. Which it's interesting, like, seeing that the idea differences. He said many people supported, have been very positive. That's what got them where they are today.
It looks very cool.
And then Tenya Yabuno noted his banner was pretty old. His follow count's gone up a decent bit since the last one he drew. To celebrate, he started drawing a new banner. Lots of previews of sketches of characters, and the two most relevant to us were Taichi and Zeromaru. He shot off the finish line art of Zeromaru last week also.
It looks so crisp and clean.
And then from the Digimon Card Game Twitter, Shoto got words of encouragement from Owen Dreadnought and such a shock that it's bothering him. Like, did he dream it?
Owen looks terrifying there.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, you know what the funny part is? You know what he looks like? A puppet.
An NPC?
No, a puppet.
Oh my god.
Like, can't you could
imagine? Magically appropriate.
Yes. And then from the most recent weekend, since the Ghost Game sticker prints are staying another year, they put up another batch of them. And I mirrored
all the samples. They just keep getting expanded.
And I mirrored the samples again. If you go through these batches, do you know how many of these I've actually mirrored at this point? Because I actually
I have lost count.
Okay, ready? The newest one is numbered 670. And then more print previews of the Wadakoji CDs. The baseball theme is very strong.
I really like these.
The Toei Online shop has started to stock the Monchichi and the banners and other recent adventure products.
I really, really like the banners.
I know, they really do look nice. The Toei Museum stores noted they got in the Digimon Adventure Retro Pop items from Annabirth a couple months ago, and they also showed off that they have plenty of Ghost Game stuff for people who missed out on products from it when it was running. I still think, looking at the plushies, the Jellymon one is the funniest. Because it just looks like Jellymon.
Just Jellymon.
Yeah. And then, at Premium Bandai Showcase Nikki Bakuro, they put up a placard in front of a display thing to show off the Godzilla V pets are coming soon. So hopefully that means within a week or two, we will have details and they will be on display. Speaking of Godzilla, Dev, how would you like to see the most dickish thing possible?
Yes, of course.
One sec, I have to find a tweet that I made earlier, and I will link chat that also, because, wow, okay, ready? Wait, let me give this to chat also, and to you, Dev, so you can see it at the same time. So, do you know how many different discs there have been for Godzilla Minus One so far?
I want to say at least four.
Yes. It is insane. And they're doing more. And not only that, includes stuff that, like, they didn't include. Not only, like, new stuff, like, the commentaries are new, so fine. They were able to get the effects team together, so fine. It makes sense to do that now. But there's stuff here that was not included on the limited collector's box they did a few months ago. And that stuff existed. So, yeah, they're really, like, sticking it to fans for this stuff.
You know they'll pay for it.
Look, let's just hope the V-Pets are well-priced. And then Jogamon in the reference book. And that's what I mean, like, when we see, like, the art from New Century, and then we see the reference book art, it's like, oh, it clicks as a Digimon much better.
Yeah.
Like, that's why, like, anytime I see... I like the New Century art, but it doesn't always have the, like, specific Digimon styling to it. And then when we see this, we're like, okay, yeah, it's exactly Digimon.
Okay, yeah, this is a Digimon. It's
yeah.
Fine.
So that's why any Digimon, I will wait to see in the reference book before deciding. Ayumi Minato posted a bit of Eve art they're working on from Paradox. They noticed that the red-stained Eve was made accidentally during the finishing process. It gave a hit of danger there. Then they noticed it's not actually red-dyed art. It was just showed up there. It's a highlight tool, I believe.
Oops.
Yeah. Then Tenya Abino posted the line art of Taichi. So we put Taichi and the Zeromaru together. It looks so good. I can't wait to see this in full color. And it looks like he's making a new banner because his new manga started.
Which I really want to read.
I've seen many people. I've seen many people say it's an action comedy. I've seen descriptions of it, but not enough that I want to comment on it. So
all of his stuff that he's done before, so it's probably right up my alley.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I expect too. Then Wawagag, who does Recollection, put up a whole bunch of art. Most of these are existing art that they just realized they hadn't posted for a while. So Daisuke and Flame German, then a big wave of Savers art. Lots of personality on the Savers art too. And then they posted a little.
I feel that, Agumon.
Then they posted a little preview of Recollection Chapter 3, and it notes a Chrysalimon. and I love that it is. So here's the thing: the previews on Twitter like big, and I'm like, oh, they did a zoom in of low resolution art. That's neat. I grabbed the image to post. I'm like, what the hell? It's like, oh, it's a thumbnail. That's like the actual art.
For a moment, I thought I was just getting stick bugged.
Yes. Then, more Digimon Card Game Liberators social art. Owen Dreadnought, this is the description. Owen Dreadnought, the former Digimon Card Game World Champion. His private life is shrouded mystery. Surprisingly, he's a diligent ... remote worker. It just shows him tapping away on his keyboard.
Good thing he's a remote worker, because I felt like if he worked with, you know, customer service or people in person, he'd probably kill them.
Or they'd stab him.
Or both.
Then some more Liberator art to celebrate 8-2 releasing. Usagi Bochi did a piece featuring the 3-on-3 team. So, am I off here, or does Shoto look suffering a bit of goofy face?
He looks a little bit cross-eyed.
So here's the way I'd put it. Close has 10 out of 10 for effort. Owen Dreadnought's like 8 out of 10 for effort. Shoto's there.
Yeah, also, like, look at his hand.
This is one where, like, you know what it is? It ended up being a little too rough, I think, for what the intention was. But the point is all three are there. And then Tomo Wan did just an image of Close. Mm-hmm. Lots of detail on that one. So let's see here. And then for social art, we get December art from Digimon Web featuring a number of well-known internet memes and jokes. The most famous one probably being Non-Cat being done by Blacktail Manuver.
I literally squealed out loud when I saw that the other day. It's like, oh my god, it's fucking adorable.
The Meikumon
tribe. I have a Nyan-Cat plushie that when you press it, it plays the music.
The Meikumon trying to copy the photo of that cat is... The problem is once you put the Non-Cat there, it's like, I don't need to see any of the others. And then it's time for questions. You guys in chat can throw yours up as we look at the ones that were sent in ahead. Time for some. With a decent number of pro comic releases for Digimon lately, do you think that type of release can continue when the anime returns full force? See, that's the thing. It kind of always has, like, there's always been, you know, tie-in mangas or tie-in novels to some degree. It's just a matter of, will it be the focus? Probably not, but we'll see how that works once there's... when there's long form anime content.
Yeah, there's like V-Tamer, Next, Atmon, Cross Wars mangas. Yeah. Those all ran while there was an anime going.
I get what they mean, though. They mean like, I don't think you have pros as the big focus when you have an anime running. I think you have Seekers and Liberator because they want to have some sort of long form media when that's not running. And Stark's like, the photo of the cat isn't specific enough. It's like, that's all I can give you. I know the photo. I just can't find it enough to say anything useful for it. If you check Twitter, I guarantee you someone's put it side by side with that one photo. Let's see. Okay, Stark's asking, what are our favorite actual Digimon media? I think it's kind of hard to beat Adventure, to be honest.
Like, and still Tamers and Cross Wars. Adventure's like a very, very close third.
I like Cross Wars for being like a mecha action series.
I fucking loved all the music in Cross Wars.
Cross Wars had great music. And then someone said, best cold weather drinks. I feel like my answer is boring because it's like tea, coffee, cocoa. Okay, I have a question, Dev. Since you do a lot of crafts, you know a lot of people... When people do those simmer pots, is that actually to drink? Or is that just like makes the house smell nice?
Huh. Honestly, not sure.
Okay, good. Like, I'm not
actually doing it.
Okay, that's the thing. I've seen people like go, okay, and then in the pot, you throw in some oranges, some apples, some cloves, some cinnamon. I've never heard of anyone drinking. I'm like, is there a drink here? It's just like, I want my house to smell nice.
As far as I know, like, I've seen people do that as like a, oh shit, there's a stank in the house and people are coming over.
Okay, so as far as
something on the stove.
So as far as you know, it is not like an actual drink.
Correct.
Okay.
As far as I know, people just do it with like vanilla extract and some boiling water.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But then for years now, I've seen people doing the clips of, apples, cloves. And I'm like, it feels like this is meant to be a beverage, but no one ever talks about drinking it. And I just like curious. You can do that by you can just make a pot of coffee and the house will smell nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Do you think a remaster of the older Digimon games is possible, or are there any games you'd like to release? So first, the first one is, the answer isn't no. I think the answer is the same that's been mentioned actually pre-COVID at Expos, is a lot of those games, outside of hardcore fans, they don't necessarily hold up, and they don't necessarily show certain things in the best light. Like they admitted they weren't quite sure what to do with Digimon World as a brand, because to some degree, a lot of people have trouble with it, and the first one especially. So doing a
they already kind of did that with Redigitized, they just didn't release it here.
Yeah, but even Next Order, like, it crawled to decent sales after so many years, but I think if you're doing a re-release of games like that, you want to do it around when a new game has come out. So it's not like this is the presentation of the brand, if that makes sense.
That's like, oh, here's a little nostalgia thing.
Are there any Digimon games you'd like a re-release of? Yeah, yes, but they wouldn't necessarily be good. Like, I'd love like re-release of like Battle Spirits and the Rumble Arena games. Not because they're necessarily great games. I think they're just fun and stupid to play.
I definitely want a re-release of Redigitize and Decode, but in English, and not region locked.
At least we all agree they're not good games. Let's see. Someone ordered a TV with HDR from all the sales. What are some good movies to check out? Here's the key thing. Whatever it is you enjoy. Like, there's definitely movies to get where the HDR will be good, but if you don't enjoy it, I will say, since I got an HDR computer monitor, and it's been easy just to, like, turbo through clips, one that I've been looking at is, a specific important moment towards the end of Transformers 1, the brightness just goes wacky, and it's just really good. But yeah, basically just find, like, the big classic movies you like and find it with HDR. And Stark doesn't like the Digimon World 4. Doesn't like the poor man's gauntlet.
I didn't like the fact that I could walk from one section to another, wait for it to load, and then go and grab a soda from across the house and come back and it's still loading.
So what you're saying is for Christmas you would get upset if I bought you a copy of Gauntlet.
Probably.
Just to remind you of Digimon World 4. Last chance for questions in the chat. With the new figure arts, I was wondering what figure arts you would like to see of Digimon that don't have one. I think that's an important distinction. Because we can't just go like, oh, do a nice cartoon-style Dukemon. Let's see.
Oh, there's figures. So many options. So what one would we want that to be poseable?
I feel like there's real answers and there's cheat answers. Like, for example, Justimon is a cheat answer because you would just remold a Kamen Rider figure. But, like, I'm trying to think, like, yeah, what is just, like, the... What is...
You know what? I would really... I'm not sure if this is a cheat answer because they had the D-reel, but Cyberdramon.
See, I feel like that wouldn't be a cheat because D-Reel is so removed from Fig Arts. If it had a D-Arts, that might be a cheat.
But yeah, I was very fond of the Cyberdramon, and it was really cool, especially with the transparent plastic mask that could be removed.
D-Reel was a solid figure line for what it was. They weren't super expensive. They looked nice enough, and they were just like, basic but nice action figures, and there was a wide variety of them at the time.
Like anything of the lower Dorumon line. Or Fenrir Lugamon. That would make a really cool figure.
Oh, I got a good one. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Shoutmon King.
Ooh.
You got a short little figure.
That or Crossbore Knight.
Yes. God, you know what D-Reel reminds me of? Checking places like Toys and Joys for when new Digimon toys would come in.
Oh my god. Yeah, that and like CD Japan.
CD Japan I still check.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some decent choices. I feel like the easy ones are the knightish ones, and that's why they have like all of them so far. I'm trying to think what is the crazy out there one?
Any of the Dark Masters.
You know, I feel like Paimon especially would make a great one. You get the plastic stand. You get the
ability.
Yeah, with the plastic stand and everything. So yeah, I think that would work well. So that looks like it for questions. Dev, what Wikimon article do you like people to read?
For Cyber Monday, it's Cyber Dramon.
Did you get anything good from Cyber Monday?
I got paid by going to work.
Did you get anything good from all the Black Friday sales that started way before Black Friday?
Honestly, I didn't bother getting anything.
I will show you what I got when it's all here.
For the most part, I do like my holiday shopping for tiny relatives, like in tiny batches, like over a couple of months, and just hoard it in my room.
I need to find some of that stuff because some of it was from before I moved.
Oops.
One of the things, I don't remember if it was Squishables or one of their competitors. I'd gotten, for my niece and nephew, all four Ninja Turtles.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So, we will catch you guys. We're an hour late because of Dev's scheduling. Next time, we'll be an hour late also. I think after the last episode of the year, Dev, you said you thought it'd be normal schedule.
Yeah, like, December is, for some reason this year, it's like, hey, let's be open like an hour or two later than normal because people want to go to a craft store at like fucking 10 at night.
Okay, quick question. Did people actually show up that made it worth it?
No.
At least you got paid for it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll catch you guys in a couple weeks. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. Bye.
Bye.